This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The to-ing and fro-ing of U.S.-China trade talks continues, and in the meanwhile, the various sets of tariffs and counter-tariffs and the costs they bring are still in place. In China, a lot of manufacturers are trying to keep their costs down, in part through automation. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack is on that one.
When I say automated workplace, do you picture robots taking over? Like in the sci-fi movie Automation, where a company tries to replace 90% of its staff with robots.
Hello, Jenny. I thought you might like a pick-me-over.
Let's just say the robots ultimately turned on their bosses and things did not end well. At this factory in Dongguan City in southern China, the shift to automation has been far less dramatic. Shuoke manufactures reusable water bottles and soccer balls for Europe, the US, and China. Its production lines are highly automated, but you won't see walking, talking robots at Shuoke, just robotic arms sorting tiny panels to form soccer balls. Felix Du is in charge of marketing at the firm.
In the past, a factory would need 180 workers to manufacture 900 soccer balls a day.
He says robots have helped Shuoke produce three times as much without having to hire many more staff. Currently, just 60 work on the factory floor. The company started automating in 2015, at a time when the labor pool continued to shrink and fewer people from the poorer countryside choose to work in factories. Wages have gone up as a result.
We increase our workers' salaries 8 to 10% each year.
Other manufacturers in the area report even bigger wage increases. And then there are those who have moved out of China to cheaper countries in Southeast Asia. The U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods have speeded up the exodus. But Shuoke has no plans to move just yet, even though its products now face extra duties of 10 to 25% in the U.S., where up to a third of its water bottles are headed. Felix Du, though, says that may not be the case for much longer.
We are now trying to sell more to China to reduce our reliance on the U.S.
For now, Shuoke says the final stages of its soccer balls still need to be finished by hand, by workers like Deng Lijuan.
It's good here, not like other factories that have long hours. Even if I have to do overtime these days, I only have to work until 9 p.m. I get most weekends off so I can take my son out to play.
If she's worried about losing her job to machines, she doesn't list that as a top concern. For her, getting a paycheck on time is the most important thing. Her supervisor, Ding Ling, agrees. She says she's worked at factories that paid 2 months late, and she was given bug-infested food, things, she says, that don't happen at Shuoke. Even so, Ding Ling says she doesn't plan to stay at Shuoke too long.
I'd like to eventually start my own business when my children are older.
Going forward, marketing director Felix Du says his biggest problem will be to find workers with the necessary skills.
Our current production line needs workers to operate robots, do computer coding, test the machines. These jobs all require a higher education.
The challenge, he says, is workers who have the qualifications often don't want to work in manufacturing. In Dongguan City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.